Once again, good evening to all of our brothers and sisters online.
我们再一次的, 欢迎所有线上的弟兄姐妹。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ always be with you all.
愿主耶稣的平安与喜乐与大家常同在。
Recently, here in the New York area, we have been reading the book of 2 Samuel.
那我们最近在纽约, 地区呢, 我们是在
And today we should have read up to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
那我们今天呢, 应该是读到,
And so I think if we have been believers for some time, we are probably very familiar with the unfortunate incident of David and Bathsheba recorded in this chapter.
那如果我们, 如果是信神一段时间，我们大家应该对这个大卫与拔示巴的这段故事非常的熟悉。
We know even though David gave us a lot of good examples and he was a man after God's heart, but unfortunately he fell into temptation.
那我们知道大卫呢，他留给我们非常多的好的榜样，他也是。 追求神的新的一位人，但是非常不幸的，他陷入这个诱惑中。
And then he committed serious sins.
然后他后来犯了很严重的罪。
We know that as Christians, we are called to be holy.
那我们知道, 基督徒呢, 我们, 要, 应该是保持圣洁。
The Apostle Peter, he one time wrote in his letter, As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
那使徒保罗呢, 有一次曾经说呢, 他因为是圣洁的, 所以呢, 那我呼召你们在你的行为上也要圣洁。
Right. So tonight, we'd like to take a look at some of the factors that allowed and emboldened David to commit sin.
那我们今天晚上就查考, 就是说造成大卫呢会犯罪的这些, 一些特殊的原因。
And the hope is that with this analysis, we can be also more aware if we are in similar circumstance as David.
那希望呢, 借着这样子的分析呢, 那我们如果, 也是像大卫的一样的情况的时候呢, 我们就会比较警醒。
Right, and after being aware, we can then take preventative measures so as not to commit sin against God.
那如果我们有一些警觉性的话, 我们就可以做一些预防的工作, 这样子我们, 不要犯罪来得罪神。
Okay. So tonight's topic is yield not to temptation.
那今天晚上的题目就是说, 切莫不要, 顺从诱惑。
So I'd like to talk about three reasons that David committed so much sin, right?
所以呢,那我先要说, 三个原因为什么大卫会犯这么样, 多的错。
Right, yeah. So let's now read 2 Samuel chapter 11.
那我们先来看撒母耳记下11章。
2 Samuel chapter 11, and let's read verse 1.
撒母耳记下11章，我们来看第一节。2
Samuel chapter 11, verse 1.
撒母耳记下11章第一节。It
happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Please read it.
过了一年,到列王出战的时候,大卫又差派约雅率领臣仆和以色列众人出战,他们就打败亚门人,围攻拉巴,大卫人住在耶路撒冷。Here
it brings to us the first reason why David later committed so much sin.
那在这边呢,也是提到, 首先的, 第一个原因为什么大卫会犯这么多的罪。
It's because he was too idle, too comfortable at that time.
Mm. 因为他那时候呢, 就是太舒适,
right.
太平静。
In verse 1, it says that it's the time that kings go out to battle.
应该在第一节这边说到呢, 到列王出战的时候,
right, so this is the normal, yeah, the normal operations from year to year.
所以呢,这好像是每年就是很, 就是很正常的这种运作。
Right, in the winter time, it's probably too cold, right?
冬天的时候可能太冷。
And then when it gets to late spring or summer, it's time for harvest.
然后到, 春天的这个春季的末后, 夏天的时候可能又要收割。
Right. So the springtime, early spring, is usually the time when kings go out to battle back then.
So 春天的初期的时候通常是列王出战的时候。
But where was David during this year?
那大卫在这个时候呢,是在哪里呢?
Right, in verse 11, the last sentence, it says, but David remained at Jerusalem.
所以在第一节最后一段说到大卫人住在耶路撒冷。
Okay, so he decided to, I guess, take it easy this year.
所以呢,他决定说今年呢就放轻松一点。
Right, yeah. So this is already evidence to show us that he was very, yeah, he had more time right now. He was very idle.
所以呢,那也是让我们知道呢,他在这个时候好像有 非常的闲, 然后因为他 没有去哪里。
Okay, and if we read verse 2, the first half, it also shows us, yeah, again, that David was taking it very easy.
那如果我们看第二节的前 前部分呢,我们也可以看到说他生活非常的懒散。Right,
let's read verse 2.
那我们可以看第二节。Because
then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house.
一日太阳平息,大卫从床上起来,在皇宫的平顶上游行。Okay,
so this is talking about one evening, right? And that was the time that David arose from his bed.
那你看到说,就是说太阳平息之后呢, 这时候大卫才从床上起来。
Right, so it seems to show that David was sleeping quite late, right?
那所以可以看得出来,好像大卫平常睡得太晚。
Right, and so when he got up that evening, right, then that's when he started to encounter temptation.
所以呢,那天晚上起床之后呢,他就受到了诱惑。
Okay, but here again, David was very idle and very comfortable.
所以大卫在这边非常的静止,然后非常的舒适。
Okay, so today, this is a first aspect that we can reflect in our lives.
所以呢,这就是我们今天可以思考我们自己生活的第一点。
Typically, of course, life in New York is quite busy.
那一般来说呢,生活在纽约呢,是非常的忙碌。
But sometimes there might be seasons in our life where maybe we don't have as much to do.
那可能是在某一段时间, 我们可能没有什么事可做。
Right, and so when that happens, actually is quite dangerous, spiritually speaking.
那如果这样子发生的时候呢, 其实在属灵上来说是非常的危险。
Because we may very quickly find ourselves very comfortable, very bored, and then that's when temptation may come.
在这时候呢, 我们会可能觉得自己非常的舒适, 然后非常的无聊。
There's an English saying that says, idle hands are the devil's workshop.
所以呢,有一个英文的这个, 句子就是说，就是如果你的手是静止不动的话，其实呢，它是魔鬼的工具。
Yeah, right. So, being really having too much time, not knowing what to do, really can cause us to enter a lot of temptation.
那有时候太多时间呢，那无所事事呢，可以造成我们进入诱惑。
Sometimes when you go to certain stores, you may see a certain sign.
那有时候你走进商店，你会看到一些招牌。
Sometimes on the outside, they'll say, no loitering.
那有时候呢，在外面它也会有个招牌，就是说你不可以在那边来兜售，可能就是说
yeah.
Loitering.
Yeah, loitering.
不可以太大声。
Loitering is like 闲逛吗?
Yeah. 闲逛,不可以闲逛。
Yeah, like you just, a lot of stores, they don't want you to just be standing there, not doing anything.
那所以很多的店呢,它不希望人在里面,就是说好像就是什么都没有做,就是停留在里面。
Right, and I think one of the reasons is because they probably found that when friends get together and they don't really need to be somewhere and they talk and eventually someone comes up with an idea that probably is not so good.
那可能就是说他们知道朋友聚集的时候呢,那没有什么事情做的话,那最后呢就可能会有些人会有一些不好的这种想法。
Right. Yeah, and therefore they post these signs to just try to do as much prevention as possible so that maybe people don't steal from them or rob from them. Right?
所以呢,他都会贴出来这些公告,就是说希望呢,人不要,就是要,可能就是在里面偷窃啊,或者是想要抢东西。Or
later to vandalize or even like probably do graffiti and those type of things.
或者在里面做一些破坏,或者是要涂鸦的这种行为。
Right. Yeah, so this is the first point that we can take into consideration.
这是我们可以思考的第一点。Right,
let's try to keep occupied with meaningful things. And even if we have a lot of time, then let's spend that free time for God.
那我们应该把我们时间花在有意义的事情上。其实我们 如果有很多的时间，我们应该把它花在神身上。
Right. Be busy for God, and then be less likely to be tempted.
那如果我们为神来忙碌，那我们可能就不会比较受到诱惑。Okay,
so this is the first point.
这是第一点。Let's
now read 2 Samuel chapter 1 and the second half of verse 2.
那我们
来看撒母耳记下的第一章，然后，chapter 11，第二节的后部分。It says here, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. Okay, please read.
所以在这边说到，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。Here
we enter into our second point.
那所以这样子，我们也可以进入到我们的第二点。Why
did David eventually commit so many sins?
那为什么大卫后来会犯这么多的罪？
Not only was he too idle and comfortable, but here we can see he did not control his eyes nor his lust.
所以呢，不光是他静止不动，然后呢，他也有很多的无所事事，很多的时间，他没有控制他自己的眼目，然后他的情欲。Right.
Here he was walking on the roof, and supposedly, you know, he probably had a pretty good view of Jerusalem because it was built on a mountain.
所以呢，他在皇宫上的平顶游行，他可能在那边的风景很好，因为皇宫是建在山上，他可以看到耶路撒冷很清楚。
And we know that back then the houses, they had flat roofs. So it's a place where people could go in the evening to get some cooler wind, cooler breeze.
所以呢,我们知道那时候的房子呢,他们的那个房屋的屋顶是平的。 这样子的话,他们可以就是晚上的时候呢,可以去吹吹风。
Yeah. And so when he was there, he saw a woman bathing.
所以他在那边,他看到一个妇人沐浴。Now,
in a normal situation, what should somebody do?
所以正常的情况呢,那一般来说应该要做什么呢?
Well, when you see somebody like that without clothes, especially opposite sex, you would realize, oh, this is something I should not be seeing, right?
所以呢,如果你看到异性没有穿衣服呢,那你应该首先的反应就是说不应该要继续看。
Right, so like you might have gotten a glimpse, but then you immediately should walk away.
那你可能看了一眼,但是很快的你就应该走开来。
Right? Because that's somebody's privacy, that's somebody's, that's something that is not supposed to be for you to see.
因为这是人家这个私人的时间,那你不应该去看人家。
Right, but for David, he did not control his eyes.
对于大卫呢,他没有控制他的眼目。
Right, it says he saw a woman, so, and then it says, and the woman was very beautiful to behold.
所以他见到这个妇人,然后这个妇人的这个容貌甚美。
Right, so how come he knew that she was very, very beautiful?
那为什么他可以看到她容貌甚美呢?
Right, because he didn't immediately turn away, right? He just kept on looking.
那他一定是没有马上的转头,然后他继续的观看。
Right, and so because he did not control his eyes, then the lust within him was aroused.
那所以由于他没有控制他自己的情欲,那他就是这样子挑起。 心中的这种欲望,
right? And so because of this lust, you can see later on, step by step, this lust, he was just kept on feeding the lust.
那后来你就会发现说,一步接着一步呢,他慢慢的就是让这个情欲来发展。
Right, so let's read verse 3.
那我们来看第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
So David sent and inquired about the woman. And someone said, is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? Oh, please read me.
所以大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁,有人说她是以莲的女儿,赫人乌利亚的妻拔示巴。Yeah.
So this is the first action that really involved the lust already.
所以呢,这也是就是要建立他情欲的第一个行为。
He started to inquire about her.
他开始去打听这个妇人是谁。
And in reality, it's very possible that David might have known her or met her before.
那很可能的就是说,大卫以前呢,可能认识他。
Why do I say this?
那为什么我这样子说?
Well, Uriah, her husband, is listed as one of David's mighty men in 2 Samuel chapter 23.
所以呢,那乌利亚呢,其实是在记载大卫的勇士的之一,因为他记载在撒母耳记下的23章。
Right. And also, Bathsheba's father is called Eliam.
然后拔示巴的父亲呢,他的名字叫以莲。
And in the same list of mighty men, there's also somebody called Eliam too.
所以在勇士当中呢,也有名叫以莲的。
So it could be the very same person.
那很可能是同一位人。
Right, so there are actually probably a lot of opportunities, perhaps, for David to meet the family members, right, of his mighty men.
那可能呢,大卫呢,有很多这种机会呢,来见他的勇士的家人们。
Right, for example, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, we read about how David had 600 men at that time.
那在撒母耳记上第30章呢,我们曾经读到就是说, 那时候大卫差不多有600位人。
And remember that in that chapter, their family members and those family, the wives and children, they were taken captive by the Amalekites.
所以呢，在那边也记载说他们这些跟随他的人的家人呢，他们被亚玛力人掳走。
Yeah, so the mighty men were probably already starting to, you know, of course the Bible doesn't say specifically, but many of these mighty men probably already around at that time.
所以呢，这些勇士呢，可能在那时候就已经就是在的。
Yeah, so it's very possible David already had, you know, knew a lot of these family members, including Bathsheba.
那很可能呢，在大卫在那时候就认识很多这些勇士人的家门就是包括拔示巴。
Okay. But here, going back to chapter 11, verse 3, he actually sent people to inquire who is this person, just to verify who this is.
但是在撒母耳记下11章的第三节，他特别差人去打听那妇人是谁。
Okay. Let's now read verse 4.
后我们来看第四节。
2 Samuel 11, verse 4.
撒母耳记下11章第四节。
Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house. Please read.
大卫差人去将妇人接来，那时她的月经才得洁净。她来了，大卫与她同房，她就回家去了。
Okay, so here again, additional steps.That's just feeding into the lust until it was too late. He already committed the adultery.
所以又有一些特别的行为来就是来就是让他自己的欲望越来越大，然后直到他到最后犯罪。
Right, because each of these steps, he could have kind of take a step back and realize what he's doing.
因为在每一个步骤呢，他可以慢一下，然后就是说我在干什么?
Right? After inquiring, he should check his motives, right?
那首先他先去查这打听这位妇人是谁的时候，他可以就是说就是发现自己的动机是什么。
Right? After sending the messengers too, he could have paused and think about what am I doing?
那或者差人去把这个妇人接来之前呢，他也可以想一想说我在干什么。
Once she's actually in the room, right, he also can think about, what am I doing?
那当他在房间里面的时候呢，他也可以想一想说我在干什么。
But in the end, step by step, yeah, he did not control his eyes, did not control his lust, so he committed adultery.
那到最后呢，由于呢，一步骤接着一步骤，他没有控制自己的眼目情欲，他最后犯了奸淫。
Okay.So we can see this process of sinning is very similar to other characters in the Bible too.
那我们可以看说这个犯罪的过程呢，跟圣经里面其他的人物很非常的相似。
Usually, basically, it starts with the eyes.
一开始呢，就从眼睛开始。
Right, and then your heart is moved. You start to covet. You start to lust and desire.
然后呢，你的心被触动了，你开始。就是渴望，然后有一些的这种贪恋。
That's actually already sin already, right?
那其实这样子都已经犯罪了。
Right? But then the worst is when you actually start to take even further action.
那最坏的情况呢，就是说你再进一步的发展。
Right? So then you start to take something.
那你开始想要拿什么。
Right, and you take the action, and then, then you start to want to hide yourself.
然后呢，你就是说有这个行为呢，到最后，然后你想要隐藏自己。
Okay, so when you think about how Eve fell into temptation,
那我们可以想一下这个夏娃犯罪的时候。
Right, she saw that the tree was good for food.
然后看见这个树的果子非常的漂亮。
Right, so it starts with the eyes. Right,
因为她最早是从眼目开始。
And then she was thinking.It's a tree desirable to make one wise.
然后呢，他想到就是说这个树呢可以让一个人变得有智慧。
Right, so her heart is moved.
所以他的心也是开始被触动。
Right, and then so she took of the fruit and then ate.
然后他最后就摘了这个果子，然后就吃它。
And then she already sinned and she wanted to hide herself. Right, along with Adam.
犯罪之后呢，他想要隐藏自己。
If you think about Achan in the book of Joshua,
所以呢，你想到约书亚记里面的亚干，
is also the same process.
他也是同样的步骤。
Right, he was saying that he saw, right, he saw the gold and the garments.
那他说他眼睛看到了这些黄金，然后衣服。
Yeah, and then he said, I coveted them and took them.
然后他说我渴望拥有他们，所以我就拿了。
Right, again, the heart was moved and then there was action.
所以这个心被就是有渴望，然后就有这个动作。
And then in the end, he said, all of them are hidden in the earth, right, underneath my tent.
然后最后呢，他就是说到这些东西呢都藏在就是我的帐篷地底下。
Okay. So today, this is also what we need to take into consideration too.
所以今天呢，那我们也需要思考这方面的情况。
How do we avoid sinning against God?
那我们怎么样避免不要犯罪来得罪神？
Right. We have to try to interrupt and break this process.Before it's too late.
我们需要打乱，然后去破坏这个过程的模式就是说不要等到太晚。
Right. So the first thing that we can do is try to reduce the tempting things that we see.
那首先我们可以做的事情呢，就是要减低可以让我们受到诱惑的东西。
Right, try to reduce exposure to tempting things.
那我们让自己回避，不要看到，或者是说不要接触这些可以诱惑我们的东西。
So it's kind of like Job in Job 31.
就像约伯记的三十一，约伯在约伯记的三十一章里面。
Right, in verse 1, he said, I have made a covenant with my eyes.
所以呢，在第一节里面说到呢，我与眼睛立约。
Why then should I look upon a young woman?
我怎么恋瞻往处女呢？
Right. So you can see how Job was able to be a righteous man before God.
那我们可以看见呢，约伯呢，在神的面前呢，是可以成为义人。
Right. Because he made this determination to control his eyes.
因为他与他的眼睛自己立约来控制他的眼睛。
Right. Yeah. He knows that if he keeps on looking at this, right, it actually is going to be bad for him.
因为他知道如果他继续要看下去的话，最后会有不好的结果。
Right. So David, unfortunately, yeah, this incident, he did not control himself.
但是大卫呢，很不幸呢，在这个他这件事情呢，他没有控制约束他自己。
Okay, so today, we also need to learn from David's mistake.
所以今天呢，我们也要向大卫的这些错误来学习。
Right, in Proverbs, it says, "A prudent man foresees evil, and he's going to hide himself."
所以呢，在箴言里面记载说，智慧人呢，他会见到。邪恶，然后他会隐藏自己。
Right, but then the foolish is just gonna keep going onward, and then he's gonna eventually be punished.
但是愚昧人呢，他就会继续的前进，然后最后呢，就会得到处罚。
Right. So that's the first process that we have to try to interrupt, try to reduce exposure. Right?
那这第一个步骤呢，我们就需要做的就是说，要破坏这个过程，然后。不要让自己接触可以诱惑我们的东西。
But we know that this is, yeah, this is almost impossible to never see things that are tempting. Yeah, it's pretty much impossible.
那我们知道呢，就是说完全好像 不看到让自己会诱惑的这些东西，好像是几乎不可能的事。
But of course, try to reduce as much as we can.
但是呢，我们需要 尽量的减少。
Right, but if once we see something that we know is a temptation, what should we do next?
然后我们如果看到就是说可以诱惑我们的这些东西，那我们接下来应该做什么？
Well, this is where then our heart is so important.
那就是因为这样子，我们的心呢就非常的重要。
Right, we know that for David or Eve or Achan, it's because their heart moved; they started to lust and covet.
那我们知道大卫还有夏娃，然后亚干呢，因为他们的心渴望得到。
Right, so for us, we need to guard our heart.
所以对于我们呢，我们需要守住自己的心。
Right, how do we guard our hearts?
那我们怎么样守住自己的心？
This is why cultivation and spending time with God is so important.
所以就是因为这样子灵修，然后与神相处的时间是非常的重要。
Because only God can change our heart and change like what our heart really desires.
因为只有神才可以改变我们的心智，然后可以改变我们对一些东西的渴望。Right,
and the more time that we spend with Him, the more we should desire Him, actually.
那我们就是说跟神相处越多的话，我们就应该渴望神。Because
we realize He is the true source of all satisfaction.
因为我们最后会发现到他其实 可以带给所有满足的源头。Right,
everything else, it's kind of a counterfeit type of satisfaction.
那其他所有的东西呢，其实是一种 伪造的或者是不真实的这种满足感。That
initially it seems to promise so much, but in the end, it's emptiness and pain and shame.
那一开始呢，可能就是说会 好像答应要给你很多，到最后呢，其实它就是完全的空虚，然后羞耻，然后一些就是罪恶。Yeah,
so the more time we spend with God, we can see that temptation for what it really is, right?
所以呢，是我们跟神相处越多的时间的话，我们就会发现说，发现这个诱惑的。 这个实在的情况，
right, and then we can also be satisfied by God Himself.
那我们也可以借着神呢得到满足感，
right? So, Jesus Christ showed us also how He defeated temptation.
那主耶稣基督呢也让我们见到他怎么样胜过诱惑，
right? His heart was guarded by God's words.
所以他的心呢被神的话来守住。
Right, so no matter what Satan used to tempt him, he then used God's words to fight back.
所以不管魔鬼呢怎么样来诱惑他呢，他都是用神的话来反击回去。
Right, he could see how, for example, the riches of this world, it's all temporary. It's not, yeah, it's also, it's not worth to exchange. To worship Satan, right? Yeah.
所以他发现到说这个世界上的财富呢，其实都是暂时的，所以绝对不值得去跟魔鬼做任何的交易。Right.
So we today we have to we have to store God's words right in our heart.
所以今天呢，我们应该把神的话语呢。 牢守在我们的心里面。
And then we can be guarded when temptation comes.
这样子呢，我们当诱惑来到的时候呢，我们的心可以被守住。
Yeah. Also, the Holy Spirit can really help us too.
然后圣灵也可以帮助我们。
Because the Holy Spirit can write God's law into our heart.
因为圣灵呢，可以把神的法律呢写进我们的心中。
He can change our hardened heart into a heart of flesh.
那他可以把我们的硬心呢变成肉心。
Right, so that we are become more and more sensitive to sin.
这样子的话, 我们对罪呢, 会有, 更多的这种敏感,
and also realize how it affects our relationship with Jesus.
然后我们会知道这怎么会影响我们跟主耶稣的关系。
So this is how we break that process, right? You guard your heart, so even though that temptation is there, you can overcome it, right?
所以我们怎么样破坏这个程序，就是守住自己的心。虽然这个诱惑还存在，但是呢，我们就可以克服。
That way you won't actually take, right? You actually won't eventually feel shameful and have to hide.
所以呢，这样子你不会要去拿，然后到最后不会得到，就是觉得羞耻，然后想要自己把自己藏起来。
Yeah, so we need to spend more time with God, right?
我们需要跟神多花一些时间来相处。
I always remember a testimony from Africa.
所以一直记得这个来自非洲的一个见证。
Right, there was his brother. Yeah, he fasted 3 days and three nights.
有一位弟兄呢，他禁食了3天3夜。
Right, because he knew he sinned against God.
因为他知道呢，他就是犯罪了。
Yeah, but after that 3 days of prayer, he said he felt like he was transparent, right?
所以后来经过3天的祷告呢，他觉得他自己完全是好像透明的一样。
He felt like with any little impurity, right, spiritual impurity, he could tell that, oh, there's this uncleanness near him.
所以呢，他任何的属灵上的不洁净呢，他都会感应到就在他的旁边。
Right, so this is the result of spending more time with God.
所以呢，就是跟神相处多一点时间的结果。
Right, it can help us to control our eyes and then our heart. Right,
它可以帮助我们控制我们的眼目，然后我们的心。
Okay, so that is the second point why David committed so many sins.
所以这也是大卫为什么会犯这么多的罪的第二点。
Okay, let's now go into the third point. Right. And for the third point, we should return to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
那第三点呢，我们再看回去撒母耳记下11章。
Now let's read verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 5.
撒母耳记下11章第5节。
And the woman conceived, so she sent and told David and said, I am with child. Please read.
第五节，于是她怀了孕，打发人去告诉大卫说：“我怀了孕。”
Yeah, so after committing this adultery, Bathsheba conceived and was pregnant.
所以，拔示巴呢，她跟大卫发生关系之后呢，后来她怀了孕。
So when David heard this news, he realized that, wow, this is something that he cannot physically hide.
所以当他听到这个消息，他发觉到说呢，他没有办法把这个事情藏下去。Right,
because Bathsheba's husband was in battle. If people see that Bathsheba is pregnant, they'll know that she had committed adultery.
因为拔示巴的丈夫呢，他正在外面征战，如果把她怀孕的话，人家会知道她犯罪。
Right, and then people would ask her, oh, who is the father, right?
那很自然的，人家就会问他说，这个父亲是谁呢？
So what did David do when he heard this news?
所以大卫后来他听到这个消息，他做了什么？
Right, instead of confronting and addressing the sin right there.
所以呢，那他就是没有直接的来
Right, he immediately thought to sin even more.
那他马上就想到要犯更多的罪。
Right, so he started to think, what's a way that I can do? What is a way that I can hide this, that I can be clear from this sin and scandal?
所以呢，他就想到说，那我要怎么样才做，可以把这件事情来藏起来，隐藏起来呢？
So he hatched a plot to try to first pretend that this child was actually from Bathsheba's husband, Uriah.
所以呢，他后来呢，做了一些策划，想要让大家觉得说，这个婴儿呢是来自拔示巴的这个丈夫乌利亚。
So he immediately called for Uriah the husband to come back.
所以他马上就叫这个乌利亚回来。
And he tried to, send him home, right? Send him home to his wife.
所以呢，他想把他就是说让他回家去，去到他妻子旁边。
Right, so that people can see, oh, Uriah has come back home. Yeah.
所以大家可以看到说乌利亚回家了。
And then later on, when the child is born, people wouldn't suspect anything.
所以之后呢，这个婴儿出生之后，没有人会怀疑什么。
Right, but when Uriah came back, he was so faithful to David.
所以乌利亚回来之后呢，他对大卫其实是非常的就是诚恳。
Yeah. Okay. And so here, David just intentionally kept on trying to cover up his sin.
因为大卫呢，不断的想要遮盖他的罪。
Okay. So this is the third circumstance that we can learn from.
这也是我们可以学习到的第三。
Now, we should not learn from David that just kept on delaying and trying to keep on covering up.
那我们不应该像大卫一样，然后一直想要掩盖自己的罪行。
Right? Try to address it immediately after you know you have done wrong.
那如果我们做错了，我们应该马上就要来处理这个问题，就面对问题。
Right? So David intentionally called Uriah back, intentionally tried to send him home. And try to cover things up.
所以大卫故意的招乌利亚回来，然后又想要故意的叫他回家去，然后想要遮盖他的罪行。
Right, and David was even asking Uriah, "Oh, how's Joab doing? How's the war doing?"
然后他特别还去问乌利亚说约押好吗？然后这个战争的事情怎么样
？Actually, David wasn't really caring about those things. He was just trying to care about himself.
所以大卫真的不是在乎这些事情，他只是在乎他自己。
So when Uriah was so faithful, the next day, David intentionally trying to make him drunk.
所以乌利亚呢，由于他非常的忠实，那第二天呢，他故意的想要让他喝醉。
Right, and then try to send him home drunk.
然后想要就是说让他喝醉了让他回家。
But again, Uriah, even when he was drunk, he was so faithful to David.
其实他喝醉了，他还是对大卫非常的忠实。
He considered himself, I'm on active duty, right? I can't abandon my mission.
那他认为说他自己是现役的这个勇士，他怎么可以离开他的这些同伴呢，或者他的战场呢
？Right, so it's kind of like that verse that Paul said to Timothy.
就好像保罗跟提摩太说的话一样。
He said, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life."
那他说呢，没有人在征战的时候呢，会让自己被这个世界上的事情来捆绑。
Right, so that he can please the one who enlisted him as a soldier.
所以呢，他当然就是说，作为一个士兵呢，他可以讨好招他的人。
Right, so Uriah just never went home. He was so faithful.
所以乌利亚呢，他由于太非常的忠实，他没有回家。
Right, so now David continued in his sin.
那现在大卫继续的他的罪行。
He was thinking, okay, now I'm going to send him to the very front line where the battle is the hottest.
所以呢，那如果是这样的话，我就要派他到最前线的地方。
And to cause him to die so that Bathsheba is a widow and now I can technically marry her.
这样子的乌利亚呢，可以在那边战死，然后把示巴呢就成了寡妇，我这样子可以娶她。
So that's exactly what he did, and he sent instructions to Joab too.
所以呢，他就是这样子行。后来他甚至 就是来吩咐啊，约押要这样子做。
Okay, so how do we, yeah, how do we prevent things from getting worse and worse and worse?
那我们要怎么样避免让事情变得越来越糟糕呢？
Well, again, we have to learn to confront and face the sin as soon as possible.
那我们首先要的就是要直接面对这个我们的罪。
Right, we have to understand that God already knows that we have sinned. You can't hide it from God.
我们需要知道说神已经知道我们的罪行，所以我们没有办法隐藏起来。
Right, even for David here, he thought he was hiding things pretty well.
所以在大卫在这边呢，他可能认为说他自己把事情隐藏得很好。
But when Joab heard those instructions, he knew something was fishy.
但是约押呢，听到这些指示呢，他知道就是有一些问题。
Yeah, so that's why later on, he was sending reports back to David about how the war was going.
那后来呢，他写报告就是有关于他们的征战的这个报告给大卫。
And if David were to answer, if David were to question why there was some weird, like some negative things happening at the war front, then Joab said, "Tell David, Uriah has died too."
所以呢，那如果大卫问说在战争的战场上有一些负面的事情呢？约押也是说，你跟大卫说，乌利亚也死了。
Right, so even Joab could tell that David was acting weird.
所以约押呢，都感觉到说大卫有一点点的反常。
Right, so then of course God, right, of course God knows everything.
那当然，神知道所有一切的事。Right.
So today, that's one truth that we should always put into our heart.
所以今天呢，我们的心中呢，一定要知道这一点。
If you already got to the point where you made a mistake and sinned against God,
所以呢，你已经达到就是说已经犯了这个罪，然后已经得罪神。
Right. Rather than keep on making things worse and worse,
就是为了避免这个事情越来越糟糕。
Well, let us confess our sins to God.
那我们就直接向神。忏悔来承认我们的罪。
Be willing to face the immediate consequence rather than just keep on delaying it and making it worse and worse.
那应该要准备好就是来面对这个后果不要就是一直把它想要隐藏或者是要把它推到后面。
Because God knows everything already, right?
因为神已经知道了一切所有的事。
So as Christians, we have been called to be holy.
所以呢，作为基督徒呢，我们呼召呢要成圣。
Right, so, let us try to keep ourselves busy.
那我们应该让自己比较忙碌。
Right, not to be too idle and too comfortable.
不要不动，然后呢，让自己太舒服。
Right, let's also try to minimize exposure to temptations.
然后我们需要减少自己。就是能让自己受到诱惑的事。
Let's also guard our hearts by spending more time with God.
然后我们也是要就是防守好我们自己的心，然后跟神多相处，多花一些时间在神。
And finally, if we do make any mistakes, let's confront it right away.
那最后，如果我们真的犯错的话，我们需要马上去面对。
These are the lessons that we can learn from David's mistake.
那我们从大卫的这个错误呢，我们可以学习到的这些教训。
Let us never yield to temptation.
那我们切莫不要顺从诱惑。
This concludes my evening message. Let's now kneel down and pray together.
那就是这样子结束晚间的讯息，我们一起跪下来祷告。Okay.